Don't fear language loss. A few decades ago, there was a common misconception that learning a second language from a young age would interfere with the development of a child's first language. Fortunately, many studies have now shown this to be untrue. Some studies have even claimed that in the long term, the mother tongue may be improved as a result of learning a second language. So don't be afraid of confusing your child or making them lose their first language. It won't happen. Do think bilingual. I have talked in the past about the benefits of anglicising your daily life. This can be greatly beneficial to your English learning, and can be done in some pretty simple ways. An act as simple as changing the language of setting of your phone or Facebook account to English can have benefits that you don't even notice. Try to do the same thing with your child's life. Of course, read them English books, but also, when you write the shopping list, do that in English too. Listen to an English radio station while you're cooking. Find one on tunein.com, and, perhaps most importantly, talk to yourself and your child in English. This might seem a bit strange at first, but there are real benefits for your child's listening skills and vocabulary. Almost all the child's first words are vocabulary that they hear their parents saying: mama, dada, cat, dog, etc. Try being the narrator of your own life story. You will practice sentences for yourself and teach vocabulary to your child. We are in the kitchen. Mama is cooking pasta. Where is the pasta? Let's cut the tomatoes.